W8FU.
Isn't it past your bedtime?
Hold on, let me check. Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
I was babysitting the grandkids, so my kids were out. And, so I was watching the kids. And they got home just a few minutes ago, or a little bit ago, so I'm on my way home now.
Well, look at you go. I am working on C3D print stuff. And I thought I was ready to export and do my very first big one. And I was, but then something boo-booed, so now I'm trying to figure out why it's not, yeah. What's the heck here? Damn, that's not working right. I know, I'm up late playing in my room.
KF8EAP, I honestly didn't ever expect anybody to be on this late.
Ah, well, go to breakfast in the morning, and then I think afterwards we do some repeater work. Try to work on some sickly receivers.
I heard Phil said he was doing some stuff. I thought Phil said he was doing some stuff. So, he figured, sorry, he was changing PL, but I think he said you were going to work on your 2.6 receivers.
Yeah, I might try to get that noise on the Mount Clemens figured out as well. Depends on how time goes. But yeah, Phil's got his he got that board from that company that makes that's going to be making that RTCM replacement. They also sell a breakout board that goes on the back of the goes on the back of an MPR and gives you a really nice breakout. Unnecessary, but it is nice, and I think it was only like $39. Makes for a nice, clean, well done installation. I guess if you got the $39 to blow, why not? Holy caca. Well, if anybody is on I-94, eastbound. No, westbound. They're forcing everybody off at Casby.
Negative.
I don't know what the hell's going on, but oh, man, we got lights, flashers, MDOT, everything.
This is about to take 4 hours. Well, I'm starting it now, so. Start it now. See how it turned out in the morning. So. Auto fill send. All right, there we go. I will not go to breakfast in the morning. We'll be lucky if I am up by 10 or 11. Forgot what time Michelle said she had to work tomorrow, but I know she does. But she already went to bed because I looked up the stairs. It starts about an hour and 45 minutes ago. So I was like, well, what the hell? She didn't tell me she was going to bed. What a woman is that? Just went to bed without me.
KF8EAP, anyone got a copy?
Got a copy? 10-4, good buddy. Breaker, breaker.
Awesome. never really heard anything going on this late, so kind of a bit exciting.
This is what you think is exciting. You don't have very much exciting things in your life then.
Not really. I've been drywalling the master bedroom and bathroom for the last few weeks.
Anything on the MDOT website or on the news about some sort of major I-94 closure in Detroit?
Yeah, it's called Detroit and Rhodes. There's an accident there at Calder or whatever. But I think it's on westbound. But you should be going or waiting. Oh, there's an accident there.
Yeah, I think it was on westbound. They were forcing everybody off the freeway at Cashew. I get on at Cashew and head east, so I'm all, you know, it didn't affect me, but, man, there were a lot of flashers.
Yep, that's what it's showing. There's a little, someone went boo-boo on eastbound 94 there. Oh, no.
Well, my kids Ubered as they usually do, so they left the driving to someone else, and because they like to have a few pops.
Well, that's good for them. Oh, that air quality alert, man. Those wildfires making our air quality not the best.
Remember when they were raging a couple of years ago? I mean, man, it was so bad you could see it in the air and you could smell it. That was a few years ago. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember Dave taking pictures from out of the window, you know, downtown. I can't see. The smell in the air even? Yeah. He was talking about it in Noah Slack about yesterday, how they were leaning towards issuing an alert. Well, when I started hearing this, I agreed this morning. I was like, oh, they did do that.
Oh, great. I have lane weaving drunk in front of me. Oh, my God. Stay clear of them.
Switch channels. Don't give it. Go tattletale. Oh, I've been semi-productive today. Yeah, the map's all set for bike next week. That's done. The APRS objects are posted. I gotta get my, whatchamacallit, the trackers, I'm going to get them out Sunday and get them all tested and activated so they're ready. I did not get a repeater done. Oh Christ, that means I do need to wake up in the morning because I'm supposed to, they're going to start climbing the Egan at 10 a.m. Crap, I forgot about that. Man, so I do got to get up in the morning, what the hell.
Hey, I had a question about those interface boards for the Quantars. So I was looking at those a little bit. They are supposed to connect into the V.24 port and then have USB serial data out. Is that correct?
Correct. Supposedly it shows up on the Linux box as a USB serial port. Now, my one thing I want to test with that is use serial TCP and make a V.24 bridge without the Cisco stun. I'm not sure how it'll handle latency, though, because I think it'll just, you know, on our short latency links, I think it'll be fine. You know, V.24 in, V.24 out. But it's supposed to connect to that other Linux daemon, and then that'll do the, like, you use that to take the serial data and then send it to a central server. And supposedly it handles talk groups and that sort of stuff. The next step, you know, across variable latency links kind of deal.
So that's where my understanding of it gets weak. And all right, so we've got serial data, USB serial data out, and then, so there's got to be some sort of a, somebody has had to have written some sort of a program that can understand that and encapsulate it in an IP packet. And, you know, so, I mean, isn't that what the Cisco was doing? So they're just doing it with a Linux box now. Is that what I, you know, in my understanding of it, is that what's happening instead of having to have the Cisco do the, you know, wrapping that in an IP packet? It's all being handled by the Linux box?
Correct, but it's doing more, like the Cisco is just taking V.24 stun frame and sending it over stun. So raw in, raw out. This is doing, with the daemon they have, does, I think, more encoding and decoding of the voice frames, and allowing the voice frames to take a different path. It's not just raw stun data over the internet, if that makes sense. With the side of their control system, it's doing actual voice frames and back and forth. Similar to like the MMDVM host, how it sends the voice frames over, it's not sending the raw serial data.
All right, so then if I understand correctly, somebody's going to have some servers, you know, hosted. Someone's going to have to be hosting this. Everybody's going to have to point to the traffic cop, right? Or do I have that right?
Yeah, so you'll have a central VM, and it's just that has the main instance of it running, and everybody's little things can connect to it, you know, point towards it as the host. But then supposedly the peers show up, and you can do talk group filtering and those types of things, so it might actually support, you know, sending, you know, this talk group this way, this talk group stays this way. That might be now supported in there, kind of deal.
All right, yeah, so it'll be, you know, I'm kind of hoping that, you know, I put in my own comparator, and then any receivers I want will come back to my machine. And then my machine will exist on that network along with, you know, all the others, including yours and stuff. So that would give us a little flexibility to peel one off for a little, you know, little Pacific fun. Talk to Ernest. Wonder if he's still actively involved with it at all. Ernest was a good guy.
Well, so to do what you want to do with receive sites, I think what we'd have to do is put a comparator at your main, or at, you know, that site. Take the USB interface from the comparator to the Linux box for, like, network, quote-unquote, traffic. Then you would use either the Cisco's to connect your all your comparators, your receivers, back to that comparator, the comparator and warrant. So that the receivers are connected to the comparator, your main repeater is connected to the comparator, and then you would take a USB port off of that comparator to the network. Then that way you're sending all the voting has to, you have to send all the V.24 from your receivers to that comparator directly. Same thing with the repeaters. But then it would follow, the USB port would follow whatever's on that comparator. Does that make sense?
Okay, so I'd still be looking at running, I mean, it's no big deal, but I'd still be running a Cisco solution back to get raw, to get the raw V.24 back to the comparator so it could do its magic. And then I would run these device. This device would be one of to connect the comparator to the world.
Correct. If your goal is to add remote receive sites, yeah, all your receivers have to go back to your single comparator, which you can, the Cisco will work fine over the microwave for. It's just when you know, get 100 milliseconds of variable latency that you have issues, but obviously it works because you're doing it now. Just connect to the comparator. And then, yeah, so then you can take the interface and take it to the comparator, your comparator, and then that way, wherever your quote-unquote cluster, of multi-cluster receivers is coming from, that'll all look as one quote-unquote system to the USB interface, and wherever it goes.
Roger. Okay, yeah, I think I kind of sort of grasped it. Anywho, for now I'm just going to go with what we got. I'm going to get that one up and jack it in the TJ's Harris. And then he's just got to get somebody to whip up a cable downtown. Then I'll just do it that way until further notice. No big hurry. All right, anyhow, I am pulling in the driveway, and I've got ice cream bars that my wife asked for from Trader Joe's that I have to get to her. Did they pick up the trash already? No, they didn't. So I didn't have to do that. I could have done it right now. Oh, well, got my trash out last night. All right, I'm here in the driveway. I'm going to get inside. I'll be back on probably in a few. W8FU.
All right, I think I'm going to go upstairs. I got the Apex 4000 cup holder printing. I still got to go get those things borrowed from you to do the modeling for that other one, those other ones, too. But I got to be up before 10 so that I can help the guys on the west side of the state do microwave stuff. Probably should go upstairs to bed. Yeah, it's 1 a.m. Alright, have a good night. Enjoy an ice cream bar. That sounds pretty good. I don't think we have anything like that. W8.
Okie dokie, back in a bit. W8FU.
This is KF8EDQ, and I'm monitoring.
W8RCY.
It's all static, and there's definitely a problem with this receiver. I'll wait until I get closer.
Well, that transmission was better even though the static was there. I heard your entire transmission that time. It's when you put out your call, I had to guess that it was you, and, All right, we'll see you in a little bit. W8RCY, we're standing by.
Yep.
I ran upstairs. looking for nothing. Come back down and rain stops.
It's raining here at 13 and Stevenson.
It's moist at 12 in the Quinter.
And I understand it's sultry over at Mound in 50 Mile. Still dry, 24 in Hayes.
Oh, drive? What? All right, it's still damp at Madison, Solberg, and DeQuinter. Cold in Rochester Hills. Anyhow, what's up, Greg? Coming to breakfast?
Oh, not a lot this morning. No, I'm not coming to breakfast. Had to help my buddy close down a business the other day, move a bunch of stuff out. Had company here yesterday, so a lot of work on the patio and lawn and all that. So I think today is a day of rest. I may pop in the Lark, but I don't think I'll be operating.
Okie doke. Yeah, we got some repeater work going on today. I don't know if I'm going to be working up at the Clem. I might. So, just FYI. But, all right. Anyhow, I just picked up Donald, and we're heading for the rest to Rollins.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll keep this on, and I haven't been to that facility yet, so maybe you get to do that as well. I may end up doing nothing. I'm pretty darn tired, but... Well, keep me posted. Enjoy breakfast, and we'll see how it goes. KEA-VSI.
Yeah, the work up there is really tech work, you know, just try to troubleshoot noise in that 7.2 receiver. So, aside from hauling up a comm monitor, there's just not a whole lot of work that needs assist. All right, catch you later. I'm going to get off the radio here. Ships at sea, we're about a minute out, so I'll see you guys when you get here.
Yeah, send me a C next to you, Sean, and I want to go over some clear nose stuff with you.
Roger, W8FU.
Sell the breakfast crew, KE4ZYQ, says hello and good morning and have a good weekend. For what it's worth, if you would. 7-3 to all on frequency, KE4ZYQ.
All right, Joe, will do. All right, I'm definitely out of here now. I'll be in if you...
Thank you very much. One of these days I'll make the breakfast club, KE4ZYQ, clear but listening.
Where you at, Phil?
Just left Costco. I was about 4 minutes out.
KPP. 28DB.
Hello, Don, ABT.
Mr. Phil, I heard on the 2.5, the announcement sub is a 123PL. I will break out the programming manual on the radio. One of these days, I'll figure that out.
Yeah, it's not a... It's just running at my house right now. Well, actually, it's not even that hooked up right now. I've got it hooked to my service monitor. I've got to finish some things up on it today. And then I should be back on the site in sometime next week. Might need some help with that if you're available.
Maybe. I have a busy week of photo shoots next week, send me a note when you're doing it. You know, if I'm around, happy to lend a hand if I can. So, yeah, I saw the note in the Slack or whatever it was. So. No big deal. Obviously, I'm assuming it's a new. Is it a new repeater?
Yeah, it's a Motorola MTR 2000 I picked up at Dayton. Hopefully, I won't have any problems I've been having with the Kenwood.
No, Motorola. No, you'll be fine. Good, good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, looks like it's going to work out pretty good. Just spending time interfacing with my controller and everything. It's been a bit of a challenge, but got most of it figured out. Got a few minor things to touch up, and it should be ready to go. And then I'm also going to, you know, did you hear what happened with my HF antenna?
Yeah, I heard. Let me jump out here real quick. I got a call coming in. I think I got to take this. KBB.
All right, I'll be on the road for a bit.
Hey,
Dave,
new machine not like that old PL?
What was that?
The new machine not like the other PL, or something going on there?
No, I just want to standardize with the other FBI network machines so that if you're want to switch frequencies, you don't have it programmed in, you can just change the frequency and not have to worry about the PL.
That makes sense, yeah. I was wondering why the switch. maybe something was going on with it where your bug you're trying to work around, but yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because sometimes you talk to somebody and say, oh, you know, they're getting noisy and they're on the west side, and they say, oh, switch over to 2.5. And then they say, oh, you got to change the PL too. So it's two things you got to do. This way you just have to, you know, a lot of the radios, you just start tuning off the memory channel and, you know, the PL will remain the same and you can just change frequency. So, yeah, just make things a little easier.
Yeah, I think my ICOM does that when you're in VFO mode. I don't remember. Maybe it listens and figures it out on its own.
Yep. So, it's been, it's been 107.2PL for about 30 years, so, you know, get used to a new one. Well, you gotta roll with the times.
Yeah, if I remember right, wasn't that, I think you were saying that was kind of back from the crystal days where you had to have different crystals for each PL tone, so everybody in the area kind of used the same one?
Yeah, they weren't called crystals, they were called reeds. They're little cubes, and they had little four prongs on them, and you had to plug them into a socket in a PL board. Yeah, that those days you didn't pretty much everything was almost all UHF back in the 70s. or the 80s were, they were all 107.2 because just couldn't do multiple fields.
And I'm guessing you got that one guy that had to be different, and we'll throw a different PO out there, and he had to switch crystals to use their machine.
Yeah, that's not easy to do. I mean, usually, you know, those boards were not tiny. They were about 2 inches long. Whatever, you know, like if you had a Motorola HC220, it was a board that stuck in there, you know. You have to take the whole thing apart to change, and not practical. So that's pretty much why everybody's stuck with that. And VHF were usually 100. Of course, there were no dual-band radios back then. So you had a VHF radio and you had UHF radios.
Back in the old days. Much different now. They're running, get all sorts of different fancy radios now.
Yeah, I remember the first dual band radio I had. I think it was a Yaesu. I still remember what it looks like. I can't remember the number of it. It was quite a... I mean, everybody had to have one because, you know, everyone started having two radios.
Yeah, two radios, two felines, two antennas. It just adds up.
Yeah, for the longest time I had, in the car, for VHF, I had a crystal-controlled Motorola Metrum, which I don't know if you know anything about that. That was a amateur version of the... Modar, which was a marine radio. It was a 12-channel, crystal-controlled. You had to add a PO deck to it. It looked like a pizza box almost. It was very flat, very wide. I had that in the car for VHF. It had 25 watts out, I think, and I ran it into an amplifier in the trunk, getting over 100 to a quarter wave. That was fun. And then for UHF, I had a Motorola MiCore with a trunk mounted. It was a 100-watt MiCore with a control head in the glove box. So that was a setup I ran for a long time.
And you really put fire and wire on mobile there. You got 100 watts on the... You're lucky to get 50 now.
Yeah, well, with the way things are these days, 50 is usually very adequate. It's more than enough, usually. Yeah, we used to, well, a friend of mine and I both had, like, the same kind of setup, so we had 100-watt amps and quarter waves. And we used to talk for, we could get about 20 miles simplex between talking to each other.
Yeah, nowadays more than 50, you're stressing components more than they need to. Yeah. They sure don't make them like they used to.
Yeah, my first 2-meter mobile radio was a Clegg FM27B. I don't know if you ever know what those are. They were variable tuned. You didn't need crystals. No, let's see. Well, it wasn't my first, but it was my main one after a while. But the thing was incredibly dirty. I put it on a spectrum analyzer. You couldn't tell the main signal from all the spurs. I even got into the... Well, I was up at school in Ann Arbor. I got into the Ann Arbor Music Theater with it. So it was really bad.
Typical UV5R, but I think that last lasted about 2 or 3 months and upgraded to the Kenwood TMV-71 and ran that for a while until we got into D-Star.
Five-channel Kenwood, I can't remember the number, and you had to have a separate power line just to store the state of memories. You know, just that was on all the time in the car. You lost that if all the memories got wiped out. Didn't have non-volatile memories. I might be getting a little noisy now. I know that there's a problem with the receiver on this one. So, I'm having trouble this morning, so let me know if I'm too noisy.
Yeah, you're getting a bit noisy, but mostly coming through. Yeah, I got, my aunt gave me an old ICOM R7100 that she got from a tenant that was a shortwave listener. And it's got two batteries in it, one of them to save all the settings and one of them to save all the memory channels. Yeah, it's interesting to see how they... These are older things that I first got it, turned it on, and I was like, wait a minute, this doesn't even have a PL board on it. So, got to run everything CSQ.
Yeah, I do it too. I remember my first UHF synthesized handy copy was also a Yaesu, and you had to add a PL board to it. It was an option. And it was sent to one frequency. I can't remember if you could program it or if it was, you know, hardwire it to one certain frequency. But, man, you open that thing up, there's just a mess of wires. I mean, I believe it. It's obviously not designed very well.
Yeah, I could, remind you of a bowl of spaghetti inside there?
Yeah, that's a good description, because when you get in there and put the PL board in, it's just like, wow, look at all these wires going all over the place. You know, just somebody didn't design a proper circuit board, where they just ran wires from point to point. Anyways, it's pretty amazing what's come along and what they've accomplished. But the O-rings are fun, I mean, you know. Let's see, my first UHF mobile radio was an SB crystal control 5-channel. Remember that thing? Then I upgraded to a Regent Shakar 440 or 12-channel crystal control. And I lived in Detroit then, so I had Detroit was on UHF had four channels from the police department, and I put four crystals in there for the four channels, so I can monitor that one.
Yeah, you're starting to get noisy. My battery's dying, and I should probably start getting and get my lawnmower back together. I sent the blade into the deck and broke a bunch of stuff, so. You'll say 7-3 is the ABY.
Say what? W8FU.
How was breakfast?
I was over on the GMRS site talking to Jack.
I'll stand by KEVSI.
Anyhow, trying to float back and forth between bands.
Fun, fun. FYI, the Lark was canceled, so I won't be doing that. Wasn't sure what your plans were for Mount Clemens.
I'm going to go home and bring Mama her breakfast and play it by ear. I got them loaded up here. I was going to go to Warren first and work on that one. because I can break away and do stuff for the other a lot easier. But I'm feeling kind of apathetic about the whole thing.
All right, no problem.
After I get home and drop off breakfast and have a minute to reflect, I'll probably adjust my schedule. So I'll be back out here in a bit, figure out if I'm doing something somewhere. I really should. I shouldn't shun away from the work it needs doing.
Roger that. I understand, though. Yeah, we'll get the breakfast duty done at home and regroup, and I'm just kind of hanging today, so I'm not all that excited about doing anything. So, but never know. That can change.
All right. I'm just making the final approach here. Got to bring in the trash cans and get inside. Talk to you in a bit. I'll be 8FU.
E8VSI.
W8RCY. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Dr. Wally. Everybody have a great day. W8RCY.
You heard us on digital?
Good morning, Mr. Donald. KCKJO.
RCYNAKJKJ.
W8RCY.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi and good wishes this morning. I was just getting out of the truck and went to the flower shop, so I missed breakfast. I fell back asleep. I got up, and all of a sudden I fell back asleep. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, your secret's safe with you. One channel in the radio and get rid of the MRS and destroy 575 in there in that one slot. I don't know anything about what happened this morning.
You sound far away. I had a hard time hearing that. Say that one more time.
Well, I'm on the FBI. I'm on the warrant, and I'm in my apartment, which faces to the south and west. So between that and I guess there's some issues with the Warren's location repeater receiving, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. All right, no worries, no hurries. Just wanted to say sorry I missed you guys this morning, but totally my fault. So, transmission trouble. So, you know how it goes. So, very good. Had a trouble, sir. We'll chat later.
Absolutely. Have a great day, have a great weekend. And, yeah, it's kind of cool out. Just don't freeze. Don't freeze the goonie goonies off, as they say. W8RCY.
Later, Gator.
This is KF8 EDQ. I'm mobile and I'm monitoring.
Are you 8? K8, are you 8?
Hey,
what was that? Didn't catch it.
Oh, I just said, what's up, Anthony? That's all.
Not much. I thought that's what you said, and I thought it was you, but I wasn't 100% sure. I had the radio going at the same time, listening to a podcast. How you doing on this beautiful, cold Saturday?
Well, I went to lunch with the boys, and I was going to do some repeater work. Then I got home, and I got busy on something else, and I'm still working on. So, I don't know. I may still do some repeater work this weekend, but I don't know. Remember I told you I had a problem with the power out on that ICOM?
Yeah, were you able to get it to do anything?
No, but Wally says to me, well, just take the receiver radio and make it the transmitter, and the transmitter and make it the receiver. And I'm like, that's brilliant.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, so I'll probably hit that up coming up here. You know, the biggest problem with that one, obviously, and the reason I haven't been in a big hurry is there's site work to be done no matter where it goes. You know, either a lot on Kirby or a little less, but other hoops at the other location, so it's more the hoops afterwards that are causing me to drag my feet a little.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone else is in need of site work over there, maybe you could team up with them at the same time and knock it out so that it's not all on you.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, you get a pretty limited window of opportunity to get site work done, otherwise crack out the checkbook.
Yeah, is it a matter of paying somebody that climbs, or I don't even have any idea how any of that works.
Yeah, well, none of the sites that I have are, you know, you just can't get, Your nephew has a knack for climbing. You know, you need license, bonded, insured people, and it's expensive. So, you know, there's always maintenance going on. So, but, well, when I say always, you know,
can go years between checks. I just had certain work done at certain locations. But if it all lines up, if you have necessary work that's got to be done, and it's at a site you need work, you need ancillary work done at, you can generally work something out that is palatable. But that particular site, I have no other relationship with. Well, I should say, from a maintenance perspective. So it's going to be a little bit more challenging for me to find a serendipitous situation.
Yeah, so the one, I think you said, on Kirby is the other one right off of Mac there.
Right. And, you know, and easier for reasons, obviously. You know, that can have your nephew. There's somebody who's handy could finish the job there. But I got other issues to get that one across the finish line. But that may, in the end, be the easiest one because, you know, if I get the logistics done, then get the physical done is not that difficult there.
Well, we're getting closer every day, right? You got the ICOM gear up and running, and hopefully by just switching the two radios and their roles in it, it'll work out perfectly, and, you know, that's part of the battle, and then you just keep pushing forward, and before you know it, we'll have a booming repeater down in my hood. That will be incredible, actually.
Yeah, I've got one or two other possible scenarios down there, but none of them are easy. They all have varying barriers. So, we'll figure it out. But right now, I want to get the receiver fixed on the 7.2 Mount Clemens receiver, and then the Warren receiver on the 2.6. I say that as if it's got multiple receivers. It does not. Get the receiver on the 2.6 fixed. Those are kind of immediate. And I've got a few other things. I tell you, just keeps stacking up. Yeah, just thought I'd give you an update on that ICOM. We're going to put it to use.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was hoping for, that it would go into use, and, man, it'd be even cooler if it went into use down by me. So that would be pretty incredible. But, yeah, I can't even imagine how much work you have piled up with the amount of equipment that you maintain. It's just wild. It gives me a headache just thinking about it.
Yeah, you know, there's the stuff that requires immediate attention. And can't drag my feet on. And then there's this stuff that sometimes I dilly-dally and drag my feet on because, well, that's how it works. But, oh well, enough on all that. Other than that, nothing much going on. I'm sitting here actually working on something for the 7.2 and trying to get that knocked out. And having trouble getting, it's a little technical bugaboo. Trying to get a node up and running for it. Going to have a very specific role, so that's what I was doing here when I heard you chime in there.
Well, yeah, just ran to a store, and I'm on my way back to my neighborhood. Playing Uber this morning to my daughter because it is dance recital season, so they are kicking it into overdrive. Practicing like 5 days a week now, so you've been back and forth several times already today, and we'll see. But yeah, just I'm on my way back home to Hangtown, and not much else going on. Maybe have a cold crispy beer this afternoon and relax.
Well, that's the winner. Out of curiosity, what are you running right now and where are you at? Because you're getting quite a bit of popcorn. I'm assuming you're on the Warren.
I am on Warren. I am at 94 and 9 Mile. But I've been getting a little bit of popcorn on your side also. So I don't know if it's just a little bit of interference or what's going on. But it's definitely not as clean as normal.
Huh, that was weird. Didn't seem like I was transmitting. All right, well, all part of what I got to look into. Let you go, and enjoy the rest of your day, and if we hear you later, we'll take another break and say hi again. Going to get back to this. W8FU after yours.
Sounds good, John. It's good talking to you. I will catch up with you later. Good luck on the project you're working on. Hopefully it gets done easily and quickly. Either move on to the next one or relax. Perfect day for a nap. Have a good day. K-8, are you in?
This is KF8EDQ. I'm mobile and I'm monitoring.
W8FU.
KF8AYL.
This is Kilo 6, Mike Charlie Quebec, K6 MCQ, transmitting through Echolink, any station copy.
This is KF8EDQ, I'm mobile and monitoring the frequency.
Thank you.
This is KS8EDQ. I'm monitoring.
Monitoring.